The Jonathan Weir Show.
Happy Friday to all 11 of you. It's the Jonathan Weir Show here on Rod's Basement.
Yeah.
Still. And it's going great, actually. It's our second episode from Rod's Basement. And the first one sounded surprisingly good. Not, I mean, the content we knew was going to be good, but we were, everybody was surprised. Like, I thought that you weren't at the radio station anymore, but it sounded just as good as that.
Don't talk it up too much. Now it's going
to
suck.
Well, I'm just wondering if it was because the equipment that people are used to hearing us on just was so shabby to begin with that this doesn't seem as bad in comparison.
There's some of that. Yes.
Anyway, we're going to do the Friday list in just a minute. The list this week is the best working song of all time. What is the best song that is about work? I put this up on the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page. We got over 200 submissions for this. So thank you guys. Thank you to all the 11, not only for this, but your continued support. I mean, we made over, I think we're at $1,100 now on Patreon in one day. That's amazing. And if you want to contribute,
it's especially nice when you've been off work for 2 months.
Yeah. If you want to contribute, just go to, just search Patreon, The Jonathan Weir Show, and you can go there and donate whatever you want. There's all sorts of really cool deals that we'll get into on a later show. But anyway, right now, it's time for the Friday list. I had this, I swear to God. There it is. Now it's time for the Friday list. That's right. The Friday list.
Yeah.
Where we get 16 of something and then vote on which one is the best. We're going to have somebody, one of the 11 is going to be joining us later on in the show to help us vote on this.
Maybe, but we might be behind schedule.
What?
Well, I don't know if she's going to be available.
No,
by the time
I told her.
Followed.
I told her we just started recording. She's okay. Like, that's fine.
You know the best part of this for me?
What?
Is if anything screws up with the sound, it's all you.
It's all me, right. You're
it's
right.
Not
it's
me.
Like we reverse positions because I'm running up. I'm
running
all the sound
everything.
Now.
I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. So what's it like being in my shoes?
With something in my hand.
What's
doing
it like
nothing?
Being over there? Just being cock of the walk. All you have to do is speak into a microphone and collect money.
I'm more angry now about the pay difference than I ever have been.
I've noticed that since you've sat over there, your head's gotten bigger. It's weird. And have you had that mole looked at? That one right there?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No, that's a tick.
All right, so we get 16 of something and we vote on which one is the best. This week, the list is best song about work. And
work songs.
Yeah, we are going to start that right now with my first pick, which is a little obvious, but I don't care because it's a great song.
Okay.
It's this one.
I'm not familiar with this one.
It's by a band. I want to say they were called the Beatles, but they spelled their name weird. B-E-A-T-L-E-S. And I always wondered, was there another band called the Beatles with two E's, and that's why they had to change it? Or were they just being clever?
So they went with Beatles.
Beatles. The Beatles. Or maybe it's
like
the Beatless.
It seems like
because they have less beats per minute than other bands. Their songs are maybe a little bit slower.
Sure.
Anyway, who cares? It's the Beatles. It's a Hard Day's Night, which was an expression that Ringo was famous for saying. I've noticed that a lot of Ringo sayings are all about working too much. Have you noticed that? Which is so typical for a drummer.
You know what you call a guy who hangs around with a bunch of musicians? A drummer.
That's right. He said, it's been a real hard day's night, right? And then 8 days a week. It was something about, we've been working 8 days
one.
A week.
Yeah.
And then the other famous Ringo thing is, I got blisters on me fingers at the end of Helter Skelter. He's like, dude, sucks that you have to work. You'd rather be in an octopus's garden. But Ringo, it's time to make the donuts, man. You're in the Beatles.
Here's the thing. When I was a kid, I always thought that I got blisters on me fingers. I always thought that was a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
and it made more sense to me when I found out it was a drummer, Ringo.
Right.
What the hell, Ringo? You got blisters from whacking it? What did you?
No, the worst blisters I ever got were from whacking it. From whacking it. No, it's from drumming.
Yeah, but not on my fingers.
Yeah, from whacking the drums.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, is what I meant.
Speaking of whacking the drums, my first pick,
yes,
for working song is a little tune by Todd Grundgren.
Todd Grundgrugs.
Todd Grundgren.
I've never heard the song before.
It's a good song.
It's pretty good.
It's got a beat. You can dance to it. I'd let my sister listen to it, you know. If I had one.
You had one.
Because let's face it,
I'm
gonna sing about work. I'm gonna sing about the fact that I don't wanna work.
Yeah.
That's why I do this.
All right.
Blisters again.
Blisters again. He banged on that thing until he got blisters.
Yep. I told you, man.
What if the thing gets blisters?
Oh, that
that's when you really need to stop.
That happens. Yeah.
I mean, which is more painful?
Well, that.
That?
Yeah. Well, not then. It. It's later that it's
later
painful.
Later that's painful. Yeah.
It's when you wake up in the morning, you're like, ow, what was that?
This next submission comes from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
It was one of the top submissions that we had, and it's a really good one. This is one of those bands that I don't think anybody hates, and maybe a few people love, but he and his band were very, very popular, and I always was kind of like, oh yeah, that band from the 80s. Like, okay. they never really stood out as special or important, but, you know, they had some jams, I guess, we'll say.
Oh yeah,
Huey Lewis in the News.
Well, Huey Lewis, you're right.
But I'm saying, like, nobody loves Huey Lewis like they love Bruce Springsteen. Right.
And I've only met one person in the world who loves Genesis.
Right.
Yeah. But even that guy would be like, yeah, Huey Lewis. It's like peanut butter. Everybody likes it.
Right.
I guess peanut butter would
but
be.
But how does Huey Lewis feel about Huey Lewis?
According to Heidi Fleiss, he's fine. Anyways, the... Bobcat Goldthwait said that Rolling Stone magazine called Huey Lewis America's number one rock star.
Yeah.
It's like on the cover. And he's like, yeah, but if you see him, you don't go, hey, there's America's number one rock star. You see him and you go, isn't that one of my dad's friends?
Yeah. Isn't that my sister's softball coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he's like an accountant.
He's
that goes out on Friday nights.
He really does. He looks like Eddie Vedder turned into that. But Eddie Vedder didn't look like that when Eddie Vedder was at the height of his rock star.
Yeah, he looked like a rock star.
Huey Lewis is like in his late 30s by the time I think he became a rock star. So true. I think it was kind of like, I don't know. I got a mortgage.
Yeah, I always thought it was so funny. That's such a true statement. Like I said, he just looks like one of your dad's friends.
Yeah.
But no, he's a rock star.
Well, what's funny is
everybody knows at least one or two Huey Lewis songs. They go, I like that.
That's very good. That's what I'm saying.
If nothing else, it's like, gotta go back.
Nobody hates you. If you hate Huey Lewis, I think there's something wrong with you.
Huey Lewis? What did Huey Lewis ever do?
If you hate Huey Lewis, like, what do you like?
He just wanted a new drug.
You know, I was listening to Katie left it on the pop station here in town. I don't remember which one, but one of them. And I just was too lazy on the way over to even change the station. I was listening to it and I realized something. I actually don't hate pop music as much as you would think. Like, I didn't know any of the songs, but I was like, I could listen to this.
Oh no, it drives me crazy.
I don't like it, but I didn't hate it. That's how I feel about Huey Lewis. And
okay, keep going. What's your next pick?
My next pick is mine. Yes. It is my own pick. And it is, I can't do that one.
Oh, wait, it's my pick.
Oh, yeah, it's your, no, it's my pick. That was the Facebook pick.
Oh, that was
pick.
The Facebook's pick. That's right. So it's your pick.
Okay. You know what? Screw it. I did the Beatles, so I'll follow it up with this guy.
It's like there should be a third person.
It's a little awkward, yeah. But we did the list plenty of times, just the two of us.
Gone, yeah. They make you feel small. Boom, boom, boom.
By giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all.
I fell in love with a working class hero is something to be. With John Lennon as a solo artist before I was actually a big Beatles fan.
Really? Yeah. And it tainted
my experience of being a Beatles fan because I was disappointed in how, don't get me wrong, John had a lot of great songs.
Oh, yeah.
In the Beatles, but my favorite Beatles songs are
Paul songs.
Easily.
Yeah.
Like Helter Skelter and Hey Jude and...
Which is funny because you're absolutely right. My favorite band songs, most of them are Paul songs.
Yeah.
With a couple of exceptions. And then my favorite solo stuff is John's.
Yeah.
And not Paul's.
Not Paul.
And like, you know what's funny?
My Live favorite and Let Die's okay.
Paul, my favorite... there's a few Wings songs that I love, but... My absolute favorite solo Paul McCartney music has been his last like 2-3 albums.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really
good. That last album was actually really good.
I don't know if it's because I'm old now.
No, you are.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because you're old.
I just caught up to the demographic.
Okay. Yeah, they're getting younger, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but the boomers are vampires.
Yeah.
So they are they're sucking the young blood and they are aging in reverse.
Boomer wouldn't give up his playing seat. Dick.
I thought he was talking about Boomhauer from King of the Hill. Hey, Dango, I'm sitting next to your girlfriend, Dango. That was on our previous podcast, by the way, if you want to listen to it. I would tell you how to do that, but you should know how to listen to the podcast already if you're
listening to this. Podcast?
It's just a reflex. All right, what's your next pick?
My next pick is The Clash. Dude, I love The Clash. You know
the
I
Clash,
do.
The Clash, you freak. Do.
The Clash, the only band that matters.
Uh-huh.
Career opportunities. Do you have that?
It's just loading.
They offered me the office, offered me the shop. They said I'd better take anything they got. Do you want to make tea at the BBC? Do you want to be? Do you really want to be a cop? Career opportunities. The one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF.
Yeah. There you go. Career opportunities.
I love the clash anyways. But yeah, that's one of those, you know, at the time in England. Every young kid, they were working hard to get everyone jobs.
Yeah.
Because unemployment was outrageous and everybody was going straight to basically their version of welfare.
You know, it's so funny, but England in the 70s, we don't know this, it's not our history, but England in the 70s was almost like hearing stories from that. It's almost like hearing stories from the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and I mean, you think of the great music, blues music that came out of the Great Depression. That came out of the 70s from England. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years. I think that.
Hey, man, it's a known fact that from great pain comes great art.
Right. So I have a high standard.
That is not just a thing. That is a fact.
I have an incredibly high standard to live up to now. So
I got to tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to the list, but I got to tell you this before I forget. Tabitha and I went to go see the Elton John movie,
Rocket Man.
Sure. And I really liked it. Like, I didn't think I would like it as much as I did. I didn't expect it to be like, you know, about a quarter musical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was some weird musical acts. It was cool.
Probably with Bohemian Rhapsody, it didn't.
At the beginning of the movie, the first time they start singing, I'm like, oh, God, no. Because I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, oh, I'm going to sit through a musical for Twitter. Oh, John, and I'm no longer have respect for this man that I, you know. So, it worked out great. It was a really good movie. He had, just shit parents.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Which is weird, because usually rock stars have great parents who support them.
Nikki Sixx had his mother arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
So that he could get out from under her and away from her. You know,
like she was crushing him. She was a very large lady.
She was an insane drunk.
Her name was Nikki 12. He was Nikki 6.
Nikki 12.
Oh my God. The name works when you think about it. It's a unisex name.
So Tabitha and I were talking about it on the way home. Like, man, that was really like, you know, there was some really crappy stuff with his parents. And, we were talking about it on the way home and I was telling her, man, I've read so many different things about, John Lennon's, didn't know who his father was.
And Paul's mom died.
Yeah. John and his mother, left him at her sister's house and split, so yeah, just all this different stuff about different musicians. And we started joking about it. We're like, we need to immediately go home and take all Roman shit, pile it in the front yard and just set fire to it.
There's a great Mr. Show sketch where it's just a bunch of parents that they're interviewing and they're like, interviewing the parents and asking them like, what they're doing as far as raising their kids. And like, well, we were trying to like, oh, I can't remember the as his father, I'm trying to force him into sports that he doesn't want to play. And as his mother, I'm neglecting him because we want him to be a gay Southern playwright. All right. The next pick for the list, is from the Facebook page, and it is, there's several versions of this song that we could play.
Okay.
I think I'm going to play, I'm going to play a very, very good cover of it is what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip ahead because there's a very long intro as well. But here, it's this song.
Oh, yes.
Working in a Coal Mine. By Lee Dorsey originally, but this is the Devo version.
The second I hear this song, I immediately picture the movie Heavy Metal. The first time I heard the song.
There it goes. Down, working in a coal mine. I'm about to sleep down. There you go. Devo. Working in a coal mine. There was a show, and I will implore one of the 11, because I don't want to look it up. I'd rather you just tell me if anybody. I could look it up, but I kind of want this connection. I want you guys to know I want to know if you remember it. But I believe it was called Working, and it was with Fred Savage. And it was like basically like the 90s version of The Office, where it was, I don't remember much about the show except for I liked it. But I was like a 15-year-old kid, so I didn't relate to it enough to. Yeah, but that was their theme song, Working in a Coal Mine, the Devo version.
Really?
And I don't know if I'm right or not, but I remember.
You could have made that up.
I might have.
It sounds like something you made up.
You know what? A guy named Fred Savage, that doesn't exist.
No, that doesn't ring a bell at all.
Working in a Coal Mine goes on the list. That's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let me play my next pick for the list, and then we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Mine is this one. This, speaking of, actually, used to be an alternate opening for the Drew Carey Show. Remember like where it seemed like the Drew Carey Show couldn't decide on a theme song and they had a different one like every season. I believe this was actually the original one though. Might be wrong. It's 5 o'clock World by The Vogues.
Well, originally, I do love this song.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another
I do
day
love this
goes
song.
Down the drain.
Originally, though, the show was based around his work. And then the show changed, and it was more about him and his friends and their pool table outside.
Well, didn't they own a bar by the end of it, or they were selling beer?
They were making beer with caffeine.
Buzz beer.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I remember all that.
You know, collectively, I think you and I could maybe do a synopsis of the Drew Carey Show, like from beginning. Let's do it.
No.
All right, so it started He was a fat guy with glasses.
And he was in a, worked in an office.
Worked in an
with
office.
A transvestite that turned out to be a woman.
No, she was not.
And everybody thought she was a transvestite, turned out to be a woman.
That's true. That's trusvestite. All right, we'll be back. We don't have sponsors because we're a budding young podcast, but we do have friends that I would like to mention. Cody Akins at AkinPCRepair.com, AkinsPCRepair.com. Amazing guy. If you have problems with your computer, Rod, you had a couple problems. You had laptops that Cody
fixed.
Yeah, I
had two old laptops that, I say old, they weren't that old, but my mother gave me one and was like, it has a password on it. We don't know what it is.
Right.
Like, okay.
It was probably password.
Probably. Yeah. It was password 321. And then the other one was Tabitha's old machine that we'd watched so much porn on. It was just jam-packed with. But no, it was just like the spam and the cookies and
stuff. Is that what you call it? Oh, you mean like the viruses? Okay.
No, I mean like actual spam and cookies and a little bit of peanut butter had gotten all in the
keyboard. I don't need to hear this!
So I took it to Cody, fix it right up.
Right. Cody can pull all the spam and peanut butter out of your computers. He does a 5-point virus check and a hardware inspection and so much more for just $75. You can do it remotely, so you don't even get your butt off the couch. He'll just do it remotely. I've had him do work for me remotely. In fact,
oh, sweet.
Just the other day, I let him hack into my computer and put up a share folder between the laptop that he's letting us use for this and my home computer, and he did it and didn't make fun of me for not knowing how to do it
myself.
Is this
part of your bear site?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Gridley Bears.
I know.
Gridley Bears. All right. So AkinsPCRepair.com. Cody is an amazing guy, very supportive, one of the 11. AkinsPCRepair.com. Make my computer guy your computer guy. All right, we're back doing the Friday list. The list this week is, for some reason, inexplicably, I don't know why we went with this, but you know what the hey, best working song, best
songs about work,
songs about work, damn it, because neither one of us are right now working. I mean, I guess if you call this work, but you know,
no.
Anyway, you're next. You are the next one, Rod. You have the next pick.
My next pick is Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, Working Man's Blues?
Working Man Blues.
Working Man Blues. It's Working Man
Blues.
Working
Man Blues, yeah.
Working Man's Blues is grammatically correct.
It's this song.
Unless Merle is talking about how it's hard to work a man.
You watch your mouth.
It's a big job, just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Even I've been a working man, dang near all my life, keep on working.
I like, not all, but I like a lot of the old Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
And I love that song. That's one of those songs I was always on as a kid. You know what I mean? There's like 4 Merle Haggard songs. One of them was always playing.
You know, I have to say, not that I don't like Merle Haggard, not that I don't like outlaw country, but that just wasn't part of my experience at all growing up. Well, I don't know if it's the difference between Texas. Yeah, I grew up in Illinois.
Yeah.
So
Chuck Berry was on everywhere.
Yeah, Chuck Berry. I mean, across from St. Louis. So yeah, Chuck Berry was a big deal. Rockabilly, I guess, to an extent. But I don't. The music I grew up with was mostly just what was on the radio in the 80s. And you guys seem to listen to. You and Rebecca have talked about this. You guys, she grew up north of me, you grew up south of me, but it seemed like you had the same experience musically growing up because she's a huge Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard fan, and so are you.
But it's also, you have to consider the, you are exposed to what your parents and siblings listen to.
Right.
And you had no one directly in your family that liked country
that
music.
Kind of stuff, Yeah.
You know, your dad was into classic rock, from what I understand.
Yes, yeah, very much so.
And so, yeah, it's, you know...
like, too much.
My stepfather had, as a, you know, his own... Being a teenager himself, been into Alice Cooper and crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I knew him, he was all about the country music, man. Mm. Merle and Waylon, and you say some shit like that about Merle Haggard again, I'll knock you out that fucking chair.
I noticed that your accent changed while I was making fun of Merle Haggard. I didn't think there was a line I could cross with you, but I think I just found out what it was. It's Merle. All right. So that was your pick. That was number seven. The next one is one from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/thejws and you can play along with us when we do this kind of stuff too. And this is number eight on the list.
That is one of the first songs I knew all the words to as a kid, because they were simple. You can understand them. All the words, I don't now, but yeah.
Whenever I hear Bachman Turner Overdrive, I always remember this old guy I worked with in St. Louis. He wasn't that old, but he just was one of these guys that was always just old.
Yeah.
His name is Mark Close. He just retired this year. He's a great guy. One of the funniest people I've met in radio. And he said that Bachman Turner Overdrive, the joke amongst DJs was it's Bachman Turner Overweight. Apparently they're a bunch of fat asses.
I didn't think so.
Could you let me look at
maybe after they put the record out,
maybe
they got fat. I know that they were like I know nothing about them. I know they were like a super group, right? Weren't they guys from other bands?
From the Guess Who and somewhere else.
They were like us. They were guys that either quit or got fired.
I mean, he's not, don't get me wrong, he's not in great shape, but he's in like good 70s shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was fit in the 70s.
Yeah, they were still hungover from the 60s.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, still combing their mustaches.
So yeah, Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overweight. I just hear that in my head.
That's so funny.
Every time.
BTO, baby.
BTO, baby. All right, so that was number eight on the list for best working songs. Here is my pick. It's number nine, and I'm gonna go with this one.
Yes.
I hear something saying.
Sam Cooke. He eventually starts singing. That's where
don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
I also would have accepted the Pretenders.
Oh, yeah.
Chain Gang.
I forgot about the Pretenders.
I did too. Until I heard this, it just popped in my head.
I love Sam Cooke so much.
Sam Cooke.
You know, not that I don't like this music, but I love his voice so much. Sam Cooke could be singing anything. He could be singing the phone book, whatever. Just that voice. He could be singing My Death Warrant. Like, they're coming for me. Which seems likely these days, but he, whatever would, I don't care if his voice singing anything is just amazing to me. We should do a list sometime of music or bands or songs you probably wouldn't like if it weren't for the singer. Maybe that's too specific though.
Maybe I do kind of see what you're saying though.
Yeah. Like Cyndi Lauper's like that for me.
I don't like Cyndi Lauper's.
Her songs?
She's got two songs that are amazing.
I actually love her voice.
You know, well-written, great songs that I really like. But other than that, She-Bop is not something I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
Right, right. All right, so that's mine. That was number nine.
She-Bop could have been on the working. Never mind.
But she was working it.
She was.
Working it right in.
Right in.
Yeah. All right, Rod Babcock. You get pick number 10.
Okay, since you got me thinking all this outlaw country stuff, Johnny Cash did 16 Tons.
He did. Here we go. I think.
Maybe.
There it is.
Now that's a working song.
Some people say a man.
You hear that boom, boom, boom. Oh, you know a man's about to tell you some problems.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hear that.
Somebody's about to unburden some troubles up on you.
That de-escalating bass line is never. I've got a two-year-old at home who lights up my world. It's not.
No.
My wife loves me and I love her.
No, that's not. No, my wife drowned.
He's about to tell you some shit. You you need to listen.
My son got buried in a coal mine.
You got a muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
There you go. 16 tons.
Yes.
By Jay Cash. Goes on the list. That's number, what are we on? That's number 10.
10.
So here we go with number 11.
Only 11? Appropriate that number 11 should be the.
Yeah, it's from the audience. And this one came up a lot. It's a pretty obvious pick, but it's, you know, it's a good one, I guess. I don't know.
Wow, that was a jackass fucking thing you just said. It was just totally dickish and dismissive.
First of all, I'm not playing. The version that came up here was not the one people are familiar with. It came up with the Rick Springfield version of the song, so I'm not playing that. I'm going to play the Loverboy version. But every time I hear this, by the way, all I can think of is Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze.
Yes!
In the Barney.
That's, yeah, that is this song.
Yeah, Chippendales. That's the legacy of this song. I just want you to know that Loverboy.
That's a list we need to do. We did it one time on movies, like a song that existed,
yeah.
But then after it was used in a movie.
Right.
That's all you think about. Like Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah.
think about the dude holding the ear going, you know, can you hear me? Anyways, songs that are just super associated with something. Like earlier we were talking about heavy metal and working in a coal mine.
Right.
And the
intro to that. Yeah. Or 5 o'clock world. You think of the Drew Carey show or. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that. We need to do that. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Maybe.
But here it is, this song.
Yeah, because that immediately I see Chris Farley's back.
Right?
And, it turns me on. I love it.
He's got the sexiest moves.
Oh, my God. How?
I mean, the only reason.
Tight decision.
The only reason that you're going over me or choosing me over him has got to be because he's just so unbelievably out of shape. I love that's.
I had no idea there was a Rick Springfield version.
Apparently, because that's what it wanted to play. I didn't even get to the chorus.
Play it.
Okay. The Rick Springfield version?
Yes, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Hold on.
It's got to be bad. Like, we could do it. Fuck them.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. It even starts the same.
Wow.
This is the same song.
Somebody mislabeled it.
Maybe. Let's see.
Somebody has no idea what 80s bands are.
It is.
It's just mislabeled.
This is just mislabeled. All right.
Damn it. Really wanted to hear that.
You get the chorus. Everybody's going. Just in case you don't know the song somehow.
Working for the weekend. Everybody
needs a second chance. All right, enough of that. That is number 11. The Weekend. There you go. And now we got number 12, which is my pick. And I've been waiting all show to play this.
Oh, God.
You better work.
There you go.
Oh, God.
This song. Come on.
Really?
You better work, supermodel.
RuPaul.
You know, the greatest moment of the 90s. Was when this song was out.
It wasn't.
And no, listen.
I disagree.
And you had to explain to a friend that was a man. That was the best part.
In all seriousness, there for a while, there was, you know, which I don't know how some of those rumors got around the entire country before the internet, but there was one of those pre-internet rumors that RuPaul was Victor Victoria. Do you remember there was a movie called Victor Victoria where it was a woman who pretended to be a man pretending to be a woman.
Right.
And she's like the most famous female impersonator. And turned out she was actually a female.
Just a chick, yeah.
A lot of people for a long time, there was a rumor that RuPaul was Victor Victoria.
Really?
Was actually a woman.
You know what, who that was?
Pretending to be
that
a man.
That was guys who dropped their pants during Supermodel, You Better Work. And we're like, yeah, I'm going to work it. All right, girl.
Damn straight. RuPaul's like, hot, dude.
You know that RuPaul is a dude?
Yeah, no, RuPaul's hot.
No, it's a man. No. No, it's not a man. It's a woman.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. You know what it is?
Isn't hot.
It's a woman pretending to be a man, pretending to be a woman is what it is.
That's
where the rumor came from. For somebody.
You're absolutely right.
From somebody shame stroking it, and then
I have no doubt that you are absolutely illegal or correct.
Horrible about it. That
okay
is number 12. And
well, then appropriately number 13.
Number 13 is your pick
to counter RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put Britney Spears on the list.
You have Britney Spears on a list.
I'm putting Britney Spears. Write it down. This is a momentous occasion that will probably never happen again.
Yeah.
You know what song I'm talking about?
I do, but I thought I saved it to the
thing. Hold see, on. You don't
Work,
even have it.
Bitch. No, I got it. Calm down. I think. Except for this doesn't want to play it. Oh, that's right. I remember I have the tab open even. Here we go.
Oh, that's right.
You wanna hot body? You wanna boot body? You wanna Maserati? You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini? Sit in
martini. I
look hot in a bikini.
Don't have anything personally against Britney Spears. I don't know. She might be a fine person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her music. Not a fan.
Really?
At all.
You seem like you're writing your key demo.
I can't stand that kind of music.
I'm sure it breaks her heart knowing that you don't.
Tabitha had like this workout mix that she was using for a while when she would work out, and I would hear it. And this was on it.
Yeah.
And finally, one day, I was like, "Damn, I love that groove." This,
yeah, boom, boom, boom. I believe this was—I might be wrong, but this might be off the same album that "Toxic" was on.
And which is the song you love,
which is a song I love by Britney Spears.
Well, but only because you heard Local H do it.
And I like the Local H version better. But I also do like the Britney Spears version. I think that's just a kick-ass.
But
I love that.
I finally asked her one day. I was like, that song where it says, you know, you want a Maserati?
Yeah.
You got to work, bitch. And she just started laughing. She's like, that's Britney Spears. Like, oh, God.
Really?
Son of a bitch.
Here's my thing against Britney Spears. She was born. We share a birthday.
Seriously?
Yeah. On famousbirthdays.com.
Oh.
No, I don't have to look it up if I mention it. If somebody else mentions it, then I have to look it up. But I'm not going to because I mentioned it. But Britney Spears has a... She and I share a birthday. And like literally the same age. Like we're born
really?
The same day. Yeah. And so I always thought like I was in competition with Britney Spears. And there was a very short time when she went loco. And I was like, yes! Yes, good. I have a chance to catch up with Britney.
You're there's no way I'm ever going to be successful enough to compete. But the fact that you've shaved your head on camera, whacked out on drugs, or whatever the hell else
I'm
is going on,
shave my head.
I win, bitch. I win.
Yeah, you had to come down to my level and go past it for me to win.
But this I
is,
win.
This isn't me winning because I'm a better driver than you. Your engine stalled out.
And I'll take it.
And I'm just going to pass you. Anyway, Work Bitch goes on the list.
At number 13.
Number 13. So we're back to 14. All right, this next one is... There's a lot of different versions of this song. The Who did it. T-Rex did it. But I do actually... prefer the original by I believe it's original, but sometimes you think something's the original and then you're like, wait, no, this has been a song since
the
1560s.
Well, you find out Quiet Riot didn't originally write Come On Feel the Noise.
Yeah, that was written by Leonardo da Vinci. You know,
what?
Like
damn, he was a good songwriter.
Here we go. This song by Eddie Cochran.
Ah, yes.
Seems like somebody else did this song.
A lot of people did it.
I know, but like somebody I forget.
T-Rex,
The Who.
Yeah, The Who did a good version. No, you're right. Somebody like
somebody else did it. Like
No, I'm thinking of
die some. I fought the law.
I fought the law. That's what I'm thinking of.
What am I gonna do? There you go.
Nobody did I Fought the Law better than the Dead Kennedys.
No. I blew Harvey Milk's brains out with my six shooter.
That's so horrible.
Yeah. Twinkies are the best friend I ever had. I had to look that up. That was might be my first Google search ever. Really? Yeah, was I was listening to the Dead Kennedys version of I Fought the Law and was like,
drinking beer. What does that mean? Hot sun.
What does it mean? He shot Harvey Milk's brains out with my six shooter. And I was like, I don't know who Harvey Milk is. And I looked it up and somebody, it was before Wikipedia even. And I don't know.
That's interesting. I
remember being very sad with that search result.
Yeah. Well, that's not funny at
the
all.
Twinkie defense. Jesus, really? What about the Ding Dong defense?
Well, that was the whole problem, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right. Next one is mine, right? That was the text lines. Next one is 15. And, God, I don't know.
What's left? I obviously, there's more songs than...
You know, I'm just going to put a really personal one on here.
Okay.
And I don't know if you'll like it. I don't necessarily care. But this is a very sad song that just happened to come up in my music shuffle, which I've realized I'm in a very emotional state right now. So
no.
I cannot leave my music on shuffle because literally on the way over here, and you won't probably understand this, right? But on the way over here, I was listening to the pop station and Girls Like You by Maroon 5 came on. And I almost had to pull over.
Oh my because God, that's so funny. Now you have an all new reason to hate Maroon 5.
Yeah, yeah. But Rebecca, that was my punishment, like the week you after you were gone.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, you heard it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I can't trust anything anymore. So now I have to be careful what I listen to, otherwise I'm going to have an accident. But I heard this song, and it does speak to anybody who's not been appreciated or not felt appreciated by their work.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark.
It's Ben Folds.
There's an awkward young shadow that waits in the hall. He has cleared all his things and he's put them in boxes. Things that remind him that life has been good. 25 years he's worked at the paper. A man's here to take him down.
I'm done. I can't.
All right. I'm depressed now.
Yeah. I'm not. Okay. Let's end on this one then. I think it's your pick, but you said we're done, right? Are you done? Do you have any more picks? Do you have another one you need to get on?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking of something that I don't have anything. I'm sure later I'm going to be like, why the hell? But just like everybody does.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking?
I know I did the Beatles earlier, but what the hell?
Work it out. I like it.
Yep.
Did we put 9 to 5 on this list?
Oh, God.
Okay. Nobody knows where we are, so they can't wait outside of the parking lot to meet us again. But I think we should put 9 to 5 on the list.
How stupid are we?
I think we should put 9 to 5.
I put Fred Jones Part 2 by Ben Folds on there.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of 9 to 5.
No, it was a fair pick.
Yeah.
But I think we should put 9 to 5 for the last song. I bid and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. See, one thing I do miss about the thing we used to do is at this point, when we've picked all 16, I suddenly start thinking of really good songs.
Right, yeah.
Way to make a living. Like she works hard for the living, like, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God. She works hard for the money?
Yeah, she works hard for the money, I mean, yeah.
How did we forget that?
I don't know. But the point is, I would then spend the rest of the night using those songs as bumper songs.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And that's not going to happen here. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay. All right, well, that's
we're still getting used to it.
That's 16.
Different thing.
So what we're going to do now is, earlier I was on Facebook and one of the 11 contacted me, somebody who's been a big supporter of the show. I think honestly, even since I was doing mornings, from when I was doing that, which God bless you.
Was that 76?
Yeah. Not just that it was a long time ago, but also that, that show sucked. that was terrible. I mean, I did the best that I could with it.
God love you for listening.
But I had so many restrictions on me.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wasn't sitting there going, well, anyways, I think the transvestite burned herself.
That was my first show. Anyway, it's a young woman named Kayla who contacted me earlier. And she's like, do you need somebody to help vote for the list? Because I posted this on Facebook and well, I was like, yeah, you want to do it? And she said, sure. So
let's be honest. At this point, we have such little structure and no idea what we're doing that we're like, that is a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Think about someone voting.
Hey, do you guys want to do just do whippets right before you get on air? Yes.
We should totally
try that. Whippets. As, by the way, has anybody ever had the idea themselves to do whippets, or has it always just
been?
No,
it's always been suggested.
It's always been suggested.
No one has ever went, you know what I want to do?
I want to do whippets.
I want to sit around and go wah 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 and then get a really shitty headache.
All right, I'm gonna call Kayla now. Hopefully this works. We will see.
Ooh,
hello
Kayla.
Hello.
Hey Kayla, how you doing?
Papa, can good, you hear
good.
Me
good? You can hear us. Can you hear that guy?
Hello, are hey. You there?
All Kayla, right, cool. Awesome. Kayla, thank you for so much for
Holy
joining us
shit,
here.
It worked.
Yeah.
Sure.
Look at him showing off that he can cuss now. Isn't that adorable?
No,
Kayla?
I'm just blown away that it worked. I'm so glad I don't run the boards anymore, because that would never have worked.
All right. So Kayla, we just finished up our list. Obviously, we're not live, so you have no idea what these picks are, which is
oh, that's cool. It's gonna be like a total surprise.
Yeah.
But you're not vested yet.
We needed you to be the tiebreaker. So here we go.
You're gonna have to play samples for her.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I've gotta go through all of those.
Well, but there's gonna nah, I should probably know them.
It'll be fine.
All right. You'll be fine. All right. And if you don't just know, just go with the one you know. All right, so the first round is A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles versus Bang on the Drum for best working song. Best song about working.
I don't think that's a fair matchup at all.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go with Todd Grundigan.
Really?
Grundigan.
Over Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Kayla.
That's okay. Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night moves on because Kayla has good sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Working for a Living versus Career Opportunities. Working for a Living by Huey Lewis versus Career Opportunities by the Clash.
I have to say Career Opportunities. Because it was my pick.
Okay. What do you say, Kayla? Do you even know Career Opportunities by The Clash?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I'm going to go with Career Opportunities.
Good for you, Kayla, because that's what I was going to go with.
She's a good and decent person.
Working in a Coal Mine, the Devo cover versus 5 o'clock World by The Vogues.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rod Babcock.
I love the 5 o'clock World song, but I have to say Devo.
Kayla.
Devo did the cover, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Coal Mine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Devo.
Devo moves on.
Okay.
Which rarely happens. Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard versus Taking Care of Business by BTO.
Merle Haggard.
You're going to kill me, but I'm going to say BTO.
I knew you would.
Kayla?
Taking Care of Business.
Taking Care of Business moves on, and
TCB.
Merle is spinning in his grave. Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Versus, oh man, this is a tough one. 16 Tons by Johnny Cash. Another Day Older and Deeper in Debt.
Johnny Cash, please.
What do you say, Kayla? I'm saying Chain Gang.
Oh, dang. I'm going to have to go with Johnny Cash.
Oh, you monster!
See? A good and decent person.
All right, Working for the Weekend by Tommy Two Knows was Loverboy. That's who this is.
Yeah. Tommy Two Knows.
Tommy Two Notes. Working. That sounds like
that is a bitchin' name for a pop star.
Oh yeah.
Tommy Two Notes.
That sounds like what his grandpa would have called
perfect.
Him. Oh, look at Tommy Two Notes over here, thinking he's a big deal.
Why don't you take some of them strings off that guitar? You don't use them. You and your two notes.
All right, Working for the Weekend by Tommy Two Notes versus Supermodel, You Better Work by RuPaul.
I'm going to go with Loverboy, surprisingly.
I'm going with You Better Work by RuPaul. What do you go with, Kayla?
Oh, my goodness. I have to go with Loverboy.
See, good and decent person. I keep explaining this to you.
The wrong one. Hold on. Because I was sure that she was going to go with Supermodel, but fine. Work Bitch by Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Versus Summertime Blues by...
Summertime Blues, good one.
Eddie Cochran.
Eddie Cochran, thank you.
I have to say Summertime Blues.
I'm gonna say Work Bitch.
Work Bitch was my pick, but I have to say Summertime Blues.
Kayla? I have to say Work Bitch.
Work Bitch moves up! Yeah! Summertime Blues is taken off of the list!
I'm shocked, but I'm actually kind of glad.
Next one is Fred Jones Part 2 by Ben Folds versus 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Wow. I'm going to go with Dolly's.
What do you say, Kayla?
Yeah, Dolly.
Dolly moves on. Yeah, I was going to vote with Dolly too. Hard Day's Night by The Beatles versus Career Opportunities by The Clash.
Damn, two of the greatest bands ever.
Indeed.
I'm going to say the Beatles.
I'm going to say the Beatles as well. Sorry, Kayla. We didn't need the tiebreak there. Working in a Coal Mine versus Taking Care of Business. Kayla.
Oh, Working in a Coal Mine.
I'm going to say TCB, baby.
TCB by BTO?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Devo, but you're right.
Taking Care of Business.
Taking Care of Business.
Moves on.
Damn it.
16 Tons by Johnny Cash versus Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
If anyone says Loverboy, then I'm going to delete you off of the face of the earth.
So 16 Tons works because Rod just pulled a gun on me. Good Lord.
No, they took my gun.
Work Bitch versus Bitch. 9 to 5.
Oh, my God.
So
which actually the original working title of 9 to 5 was Work Bitch. The movie was called Work Bitch.
You're talking about the original Dolly Parton, and of course the modern day Dolly Parton, Britney Spears.
Sure, yeah, sure. She has the same classless.
Totally the same.
Or, I'm sorry, classical.
I'm gonna go Dolly Parton.
Beauty and Dignity. Kayla, what do you say?
I'm going to say Dolly.
Dolly moves on.
She wanted to say Britney really bad.
I did, but I also want to live.
He didn't threaten anybody except for the Johnny Cash one. Hard Day's Night versus TCB, Taking Care of Business.
Hard Day's Night.
Wow.
Kayla.
TCB.
TCB.
Really?
It's a tough one. I'm going to go with Hard Day's Night. Hard Day's Night. Sorry. Could have been interesting.
Oh, we had an upset there.
I could have done with the upset, but I can't deny my Beatles. 16 Tons by Johnny Cash versus 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going Dolly Parton on this.
You're going with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe that. That's actually very interesting.
Well, and the only reason is both great songs. It is Dolly's song.
All right. Yeah, it's like her big song, right? And she wrote it.
Yeah,
and she
wrote it.
She was in the movie.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash was in a movie called 16 Tons.
No. Right? It wasn't his song. It was a cover.
Elvis was at the end.
16 Tons wrapped in velvet.
16 Tons versus 9 to 5.
Peanut butter stained velvet.
Johnny Cash.
I'm going to go with I don't think it's an upset, but I'm going to go with Rod. Maybe that's the upset.
Yeah.
Certainly upsetting. I'm going to go with 9 to 5, which brings us to the final.
Oh.
For best work song of all time. Best song about work.
That's an interesting pairing.
Yeah, I think so. It comes down to 9 to 5 by Dolly versus A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
You know what? I don't even care. Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
Really?
Yep.
All right, I'm saying Hard Day's Night. What do you say, Kayla?
Dolly wins.
Dolly is the winner.
Nice. Good vote.
Very good, boat.
Thank you,
Kayla,
so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was very, very nice of you not only to join us, but wait 2 hours for us to finally call you.
When he said, well, I told her four, I was like, oh, that's dumb.
In my mind, we're always running ahead. And in Rod's mind, we're always running behind.
No.
And, and we meet somewhere in the middle. But again, Kayla, thank you so much again for being on the show. But also, you've been a very supportive person in this very trying time.
You're welcome.
So thank you. We will talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
Very cool.
Very cool. All right.
So yeah, we did a list.
We did that the list. Fun. We
I haven't gotten to do a list in a long time. I want you to understand. I want to get into all the bullshit. However,
yeah,
there was a point in the last 2 months. Actually, there was a point about a month and a half ago when I was in my car listening to the list, and I realized that I was about to break the steering wheel. And it wasn't like I was mad.
Yeah, like our picks were so bad or something.
But
I'm sure they were, though.
Do you remember the story? There was a dude who, when they were still working in the garage, turned to his partner and said, Steve Jobs, you're a fucking dick.
Yeah.
I don't want to work with you anymore, and this isn't going anywhere. You give me $800 and I'm out of here.
Yes, that guy, yeah.
And what he sold for $800, I think it was $800.
I think it was Steve Jobs, actually, who said that.
What he sold for $800 now would have been worth like $9 billion. You know?
It's ridiculous. And because Apple's like worth $1 trillion.
I felt like that guy sitting there in the car listening to the list. I'm like, damn it!
Well,
so I was like, I can't. I can't keep listening to the list.
Yeah. Well, little did you know that
I was very happy.
Just the two short months later.
John, fuck this up in no time.
All right. That's the show for tonight. Good night. Happy birthday, Bill.
Take this, bitch.